Then Turl pushed a button, and there was a dull pop, like a small explosion in the top of the car. Looking up through the overhead port, Johnny saw a spinning object fly up in the air 100 feet. Turl pushed a lever up, and the object went up. Turl pulled the lever down, and the object came lower. What it was seeing registered on the view screen.
That's why you can't get away. Look!
He changed a lever on the screen, and the image became enlarged. He pushed a button marked Heat Search, and the screen and spinner above went onto automatic. Johnny watched as groups of animals were zeroed in, enlarged, reduced. Other groups found and inspected up close. More animals spotted and examined.
Just sit and watch that, and tell me if you see your horse.
He laughed.
Security Chief of Earth, running a lost and found department for an animal owned by an animal!
He laughed more loudly at his own joke. There were cattle and cattle and cattle. There were wolves, small ones from the nearby mountains, and huge ones down from the north. There were coyotes. There was even a rattler. There were no horses at all.
Well, we'll just drive along to the south. You keep your eyes open, animal, and you'll get your horse back.
They drove at a leisurely pace. Johnny watched the scope. Time went on. Still no horses, none at all. Turl began to get irritated. Leverage, leverage. His luck was out today.
No horses,
said Johnny, and he knew very well that if he had seen Windsplitter, he would have kept still. Turl finally looked at the scope. Ahead of them was a small hill, rocky on top, with a lot of trees distributed around it and darkness in among the trees. There were cattle, some with rather big horns, just to the north of it in the open. Fear, then. The day wouldn't be wasted. He swerved the car into the trees and stopped.
Get out,
said Turl. He put on his breathe mask and hit the door buttons. He threw out the leash and then reached into the huge compartment under the seat and drew out a blast rifle along with a bag of grenades. Johnny stood in the open and took off his mask. He switched tanks before he put it on the seat. It had been a long drive. Turl took a position at the edge of the trees, the rocks behind him, the open plain in front.
Come here, animal.
The leash was trailing. Johnny walked over to Turl. He wasn't going to give the monster a chance to gun him down.
I'm going to give you a little exhibition. I was top shot in my school. You ever notice how neat the rat heads were blown off? Some of them were 50 paces away. You're not listening, animal.
No, Johnny was not listening. He had caught a whiff of something, and he looked at the rocks behind them. There was an opening in them. A cave? There was the whiff again. Turl reached down and jerked the leash, almost snapping Johnny off his feet. Johnny got up from his knees and looked again toward the cave. He gripped the kill club in his fist. With an expert motion, Turl snapped a grenade onto the end of the blast rifle.
Watch this!
There were a half dozen cattle about 80 paces out on the plain. Two of them were heavy-horned bulls, old and tough. The other four were cows. Turl lifted the blast rifle muzzle high and fired. The grenade soared in a long arc over the top of the cattle and landed well beyond them. It exploded in a bright green flash. One cow went down, hit by a fragment. The others leaped and began to run. They ran away from the sound and straight toward Turl. Turl leveled the blast rifle.
Those hoofs are moving,
he said.
So you won't think it's an accident.
The bulls were coming on in a headlong rush. The cows behind them. The ground shook. The distance was closing quickly. Turl began to fire in quick single shots. He broke the legs of the following cows, and they tumbled to earth, bawling. He broke the right front leg of the farthest bull. The other was almost upon them. One final shot, and Turl broke the right front leg of the nearest bull, which skidded to a crumbled heap mere feet in front of them. The air was shattering with the bawls of pain from the cattle. Turl grinned as he looked at them. Johnny looked back at him in horror. That grin behind the faceplate was of pure joy. Johnny felt revulsion for the monster. Turl was... Johnny suddenly realized there was no word for cruel in the cyclone language. He turned toward the cattle.